Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I are live. Jennifer off having
party. She is not live, I can assure you that right now.
Neither is Roberta, actually.
No.
That's okay. It's fine. Help yourself to your experience with us. During the day, we're talking about the new things, some of the old things. Transformative is the way I would look at this year. I'm thinking it's going to be a very, very experiential year, whether you're sharing your personal experiences, whether you're able to stand in front of people. This is not like an AA lesson, although
some people treat it like that.
Yeah, it does help sometimes to celebrate special occasions by expressing yourself. Are you really happy today? If you've had a sad year, I'll tell you, the passing of my pal Edgar really put it was really a wrinkle and a half on the year. And so I'm celebrating with his wife and the other people that I care about the fact that we are here now. We've learned from him, and you use that as part of the fodder. It's like it was sort of like the grease on the skin, sort of like an extra bit of energy that you add when you've lost somebody who really means something to you, and you can hold on to the spirit of that person and the essence of that person. Then you move it ahead. They're not gone. They're there continuing to help you do what it was. That's why I look at Edgar. I wish he was a little more helpful.
Can't drive the cows down to the other pasture.
No, he's not doing that. But bear yourself. Maybe lighten up a little this year. And I say that to some of my political brethren who are really so uptight, so focused on themselves and their message. Come on. Just lighten up. Don't take yourself so doggone seriously. If there's not a place to park in that lot, then go around the corner and find the next lot. I mean, just the people who will. Last night, I was looking for a place to park because Meredith lives in the city. It's not easy to park. And there's people pushing and fussing and blowing their horns and get out of the way. I heard one guy say somebody's trying to park in a place that was kind of small. I mean, eventually he did it. But, you know, on a street like Beacon Street is a two-lane boulevard that all goes in one direction. So, and there's parking on both sides of the street. So if somebody's trying to get themselves into a parking space, you can all imagine this. You've all been there, done that. You know how hard sometimes it is if you're especially going to the city, or into the downtown area. It's not like going to a mall where it's fairly easy to find a spot. But parking, parallel parking, and getting into these places, sometimes you can do it if you work at it, but it's not easy. And I'll tell you one thing that is being considered, speaking about new laws for this year, Richie, one of the laws being considered is that cars be required to have a backup camera in them.
All it's a nice feature, it really
cars.
Is.
And I will tell you that I have not had it in any of the cars that I have, but Meredith's car has it in a backup, and you can see what's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the buses have them now. Many vehicles that have that are publicly used have them. And they're very helpful for getting into these tight spots. Anyway, the point of the story was that this guy was yelling and screaming, this poor man who was trying to get into this spot. He was an older man, and he eventually got in there. But where was this guy going that he needed to be blowing the horn? I sound like Jerry Seinfeld, but really and truly, what's your big hurry? What, you don't think that whatever it is that you're going to is not going to still be there when you get there?
The one thing, I've chilled out as far as being in a hurry.
Yeah.
The one thing that I find myself still getting a little bit irritated on is when the other day I was leaving a parking lot and this guy was right in the, you had your place where you could go if you wanted to go left, and you had your place where you go if you wanted to go right.
Yeah.
This guy was right in the middle, blocking the left and the right with no blinker on.
Thoughtless. That's thoughtless.
No blinker on.
Thoughtless.
So you couldn't go around him.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't want to, because you were afraid he was going to pull out.
Please be more thoughtful. If that's a New Year's resolution you can make and keep, there are a couple of them that I think are worth, a couple of New Year's resolutions that are worth some time. One of them is to be more considerate, more thoughtful. Just think about somebody else other than you, my heavens. There are people around you. all around you, and what you do sometimes will have a ripple effect. There's a ramification. All actions have a receiver. You know that, right? That's one of the, that's sort of almost like, it's a law of energy.
And you send something out, it just doesn't dissipate. Something has to catch it at some point.
Right, yeah. And the other thing, I think, if we could create this year more loving relationships, more extending ourselves.
That's how my wife will feel about that.
I don't mean that, you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
More of the inspirational kind of stuff that gives people almost a surprise. There's a validation to being able to acknowledge other people and trying. And I said the word of the year is peace, for me anyway. And a lot of it, if not most of it, all of it starts at home with you. Starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that. There's not a better song than the Eagles' Peaceful, Easy Feeling. That ought to be a theme song for all of us. And if that's the case, then we will kind of calm down, I think, a little bit, because we really need to calm down this frenetic pace. And I'm one who knows. Trust me, anybody around me is happy to tell you that I'm still 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But there is enjoyment, if you will, the quality of the speed, and that is acknowledging and or noticing what's going on around you. You can go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, but you're not just looking ahead. You got to look from side to side as you travel down that road. And with that in mind, let me help you understand the good services provided by a group of people called the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Purple Heart Service Foundation helps men and women who have served to protect our freedoms, men and women in uniform. This conversation has gone on with me pretty much every day. Every time I think of this, my blood boils a bit because of the horrible way in which we treat the people who warn that we talk a lot about them, and then they get screwed by the system. So the need arises for groups like the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They provide so many different services and programs because a lot of veterans just can't get them any other way. All of the people in uniform are entitled to many different programs, and they just don't get them. So Purple Heart Service Foundation helps veterans get claims for compensation. They get job training opportunities. They get medical assistance. So if you are somebody who has maybe something extra, I was talking about cleaning out earlier, cleaning out your closets, cleaning out your cellar, cleaning out your garage, clean out your barn, and sell those things and give the money that's all tax deductible to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Here's their number, 877-743-1631. More information, how to donate a vehicle, a boat, something like that, whatever the donation is, it's all tax deductible, and you'll feel good about helping people who have helped you. 877-743-1631, the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
this is taking another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
We all have thought about old acquaintances being forgotten, but no, that is not what happens. If the people are close to you, start a new year, you still are going to think about these people that were around you, but you're also going to have the opportunity to meet lots of new people. So that's cool. Talking about how things change, the first of the year marks, really, it's handy. It really is. It's very handy.
Yeah.
Have a new way of starting. Okay.
Nothing really changes, but everything kind of changes.
Wipe the slate clean.
Yeah. It gives you an excuse to start new.
So I was looking at some of these laws we've been talking about. Illinois, looking out for military reenactors, expanding an exemption from gun laws to include weapons with barrels less than 16 inches long, so you can carry different kinds of and new
muskets.
Kinds. Yeah, a sawed-off shotgun, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Also in Illinois, a ban on shark fins, a law prohibiting sex offenders from handing out Halloween candy or dressing up like Santa or the Easter Bunny. Florida putting the brakes on swamp buggy drivers who want to tool around on state roadways. Let's see here. Good news for drivers in Florida who flash their headlights to let oncoming motorists know police have set a speed trap ahead. They can no longer be ticketed for it.
Good.
You know what? You could take those guys, even before this law was passed, you could have taken those people to court and won. They cannot do that. Cannot do that. No question. How many different versions of Auld Lang Syne do we have?
20.
All right. Thomas Edison flipped the light on his first incandescent light bulb on this date in 1879. My God.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Big favor.
Flip that switch, 21 after on Good Day.
My dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll drink a cup of cat.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The ball dropped in Times Square on New Year's Eve. Did you see how beautiful it was, the colors of it last night?
My 8-year-old son seriously upset that it just didn't physically drop it.
All right, so here's a 20 news quiz question.
All right.
For those of you who are attentive to those sorts of things, and it may be that women are more tied to this kind of experience or thinking. And the prize, $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams and lotions, facial washes, that sort of thing. Great products. The crystal that's used on New Year's Eve is made by whom? 800-510-8255.
Is it the obvious?
There. Well, it may be. I'm not going to help you. I said it was made from crystal.
Right.
That may help you. What's the name of the company that made this crystal ball? Look into my crystal ball.
The only
ball.
One that I would know of. The only company
maybe,
that I know.
Maybe. 800-510-8255. Okay. And for extra credit, how much does it weigh? The movie, who was in that movie? The movie New Year's, which is playing a lot now. It was out a couple of years ago. It was like Valentine's Day, same kind of thing. Part of the storyline is the woman in it. I think Hilary Swank plays this part, if I'm not mistaken. The woman who's in charge of lowering the ball. So what is the ball made of or from what material and who makes it? 800-510-8255. So we're sort of going backward and forward today, acknowledging some of the great things that have happened on this day. On this date, 1924, ink was patented. I didn't realize that ink was patented. A certain kind of ink was patented. Let's see what else has happened here. The first coast-to-coast broadcast of the Rose Bowl was done on this date, 1927. How many people are going to watch that? The Cotton Bowl is today, Richie, too, isn't it?
Yes.
And the Cotton Bowl is today. How many different bowl games are there on New Year's Day? Seem to me there are a heck of a number of them. All these are predictions by various people. How much do you pay attention to that, by the way? How many people pay attention to predictions for the new year? This is the anniversary of the last television ad running for any kind of cigarette product. This date, 1971, the end of the Marlboro Man, all banned from broadcast TV. And I don't know whether I don't much like anything being banned as much as I'm an ardent nutcake, a Nazi when it comes to tobacco products, using them, being around them. But you know, there is that reality. It keeps businesses going. You tell your story, I'll come right on the air after you run an ad like that and tell you how foolish people are that use those products. How many people will be in America legally? 314 million, I believe, is the population of our country as of today. And you see how quickly it's growing. Even though we have almost zero population growth, back on this date, 1985, January 1st, 1985, as a representative comparison of where we are now versus where we were 27 years ago, population of this country was 237,839,000.
Wow.
On this date, 1985, and today it is just slightly less than 314 million. So,
how do we have zero population growth? How
well, we know it isn't working because people are living longer. You understand the concept of zero population growth?
For everyone that comes, there's one that leaves.
Right, exactly. And that's not working. Part of it is immigration. The other part is, the birth rate in our country is almost stagnant. It almost is, as that formula you just explained, Richie. But all the immigrants, and many of them illegal, that are coming here, is in part. And look at the constituencies. You look at the things, how the demographics are changing, and see, understand that. 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Interviews and insights with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
The Forgotten is the latest novel from number one New York Times bestselling author David Baldacci. His main character, Army Special Agent John Puller, makes his return after having debuted in Baldacci's Zero Day. And David talked to us about John Puller's demanding vocation and why readers can relate to him.
John Puller's character is a complex one. He's this military superhero who has a lot of special skills and has done a lot of great things for his country over time. But I love to write about characters that are conflicted, that have flaws, that are not perfect. Nobody likes perfect. The world is not black and white. Neither is John Puller. He has an estranged relationship with his father and a difficult relationship with his brother, so he has a lot of personal baggage that he has to carry around. At the same time, he's trying to do his job, which is a difficult one. He's a CID, Criminal Investigation Division officer, and that means that he's tasked to hunt down people in the military who commit crimes. He's gotten to the point in life where he's been doing this job for the better part of his adult life, and he's not really sure where he's headed to. All the sort of things, the touchstones that he'd relied upon and thought sort of dictated the trajectory of his life have fallen apart somewhat. So he enters this book in the Forgotten with a lot of issues and a lot of baggage and some decisions to make about what he's going to do with the rest of his life. And I think all of us get to that point, too. Life is not perfect, and we have self-doubts, and we suffer from depression, and we think about, you know, where is our life headed? Is this the path I want to take? Do I need to make a change? And he's as human as I can make him in this novel. He's very unsure of himself. He doesn't know really what he's going to end up doing. So he's a very complicated guy.
That was author David Baldacci speaking about his new novel, The Forgotten.
Visit us on the web at Insight.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
A pretty good day,
well,
and a pretty good week, and a pretty good month, and a pretty good year. So we get started with the 2013. Doug Steffen, along with my pal Rich McFadden, who didn't celebrate at least over the top. He got himself in today, which was, nice.
One beer and done.
Yeah. I had a glass.
One and done.
Laugh. We toasted in the new year with a glass of champagne.
Yeah.
And so I had two sips, and she had the rest of the two glasses. Worked out well for all.
You like champagne?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
I like Asti Spumante. People laugh at me. I like all that sweet.
Yeah.
I have no taste buds for it. And this is, in terms of wine and stuff.
We need to get you into a good fruit bomb wine.
Well, I think you'd like that. Yeah.
It's more subtle.
Jennifer's worked on that. Meredith's very good when it comes to wines.
Yeah.
But I'm not. What people think is sweet and what I think is sweet are two different things.
Well, there's some big reds out there.
Really?
Big
red.
Yeah.
Da, 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 big red.
A lot of fruit tastes very sweet.
This is the anniversary in 1998 of the anti-smoking laws going into effect in places like California, where people were prohibited from lighting up. In bars, in public places.
Isn't it interesting
that
around the country, this is the anniversary last night of, say, in Colorado, you're able to have your own private
marijuana
pot dens.
Right.
So on the anniversary of the government saying you can't smoke cigarettes, they also say you can smoke pot.
Yeah. Well, you can't grow it, you can't get it, but you can smoke it if, you know,
somebody's
trying to find something.
Exactly. Yeah.
How's that work?
Excuse me, where did you get this pot that we told you could smoke here?
510-82.
That's what we want to know.
55, yes. Please tell us where that came from. We're talking about the ball in Times Square last night. I want to know where it came from, and for extra credit, how much does it weigh? And maybe we'll find out from some of these folks what they think. The most underreported news stories were of this past year, should they care to share that. Roberta, hello. Happy New Year.
New Year, guys.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Roberta. Happy New Year.
So what do you think what's the crystal made from?
I do believe it's Swarovski crystals.
No, it's not, but it's a good guess. What do you think the most underreported news story was of this past year that you didn't get enough information, things happening that you didn't think you knew enough about?
Oh, good question.
That was?
You know, I can't think of anything right now. It seems like everything's pretty much reported on, maybe too much.
Yeah, well, some things are too much.
Ground.
Some are not, and some are. You're right about that. James Stewart. He lives.
Wow, Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Now, how many times, James, how many times have you heard that? Every day?
Every day, I'm sure.
All my life.
Yeah. All your life.
So how's that working for you, James?
What were your parents? Your parents obviously gave you the backstory on why they named you James Stewart, because they were fans?
It's a different spelling. It's S-T-U-A-R-T. It's not S-T-E-W-A-R-T. But that doesn't stop anybody from still saying my name.
No, right.
Well, exactly. Sure.
Where are you, James?
Hattiesburg.
And how have you celebrated the New Year so far? What did you do last night?
Firecrackers with my kids and my wife last night.
That was you outside. I heard you.
So you can get them legally down there, right?
Right.
And do you have to have any special training? Obviously, you're smart enough not to expose yourself or your family to any danger.
No, we don't have any special training. Just a lifetime of doing it.
No. Yeah. Here in Virginia, all night long, right at midnight, bam, bam, bam.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
It's a cultural thing. That's what it is, James.
Plus fun.
All right, let's find out if James knows where the crystal came from. The Times Square ball is the focus. Who makes that?
I figured Waterford Crystal.
Waterford Crystal is exactly correct. Yes, Waterford, probably the most famous name in crystal, is it not?
It's the one that comes to mind,
yeah.
Wow, this thing weighs 11,875 pounds and is 12 feet in diameter.
I was going to give him a chance to do that.
Right? No. That's amazing.
No, what? Wait, you just denied him the opportunity to win a second prize.
He gets a second prize anyway. Don't worry about it. James, you don't need to answer his other questions. You won.
Yeah. Don't pay any attention to me, James.
Right, yeah.
It's not worth the effort.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, the Waterford answer gets you $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams and lotions and things that be good for your face and other people you love. So Happy New Year. Thank you. Hold on a second. The Waterford. By the way, how late did you stay up last night, James? You watch all this stuff?
No, I didn't. I was in bed just a little after 11.
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
I beat you. I was in bed a little after 10.
One of the smart ones.
Yeah, exactly. All right, James, hold on a second. We'll take good care of you. The items of... Well, you know, I didn't ask him. I'm going to hold on just a second, Richie, before you talk to him. Hey, James, my pet quiz question today has to do with...
What Doug can do to get rid of his cough.
No, what I'm doing, I keep eating. I'm hungry this morning.
Stop it.
Munching on things. Anyway... What's the most underreported news story of this past year, James, do you think?
Corruption in media.
Ooh. Corruption.
Yep, we'd like to have more information on where your money is going, right?
So,
right, but I do stay pretty well informed. I'm an avid reader of the Drudge Report.
Are you saying a bias or outright corruption?
Both. Bias mainly. I'd say bias mainly, but yeah, there's corruption there for sure.
Now, when you say corruption, are you insinuating that people are paid to swing stories one way or the other?
I believe a lot of that stuff goes on behind closed doors.
Well, I mean, let's get real here. If you look at the content, and it happens not only in print journalism, but it happens on television, radio, what advertisers pay for in part... Yeah. Is protection money. It's a protection racket. And that's one of the reasons that people get upset with me, because I don't let that be the case. And I'm not saying, oh, Doug, what a superhuman being. It's just against my grain. It's against my style. It's against my nature to have somebody, and I've had advertisers, and we all know who they are over the years, that have paid to tell their story here. And then I decide I want to tell a different story after they paid to tell their story. And I've gotten a lot of flack over the years, and lost some advertisers.
Walmart being one of them.
But you notice that they're back.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think that...
we've all heard the story about the pharmaceutical heads sitting on the Time magazine board. So, and how that relationship worked. So, yeah.
It's all connected, and you get it in the chops, in the shorts, James. So we need to be vigilant and aware of that. So you did a good job. Thinking it through, appreciate it. 800-510-8255.
The story that pops up for me quickly that's under, I keep thinking about these kids who are missing, that if they aren't blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and parents, they don't make it on the news. If you're a young black girl and you get abducted, you don't get the attention.
Yep.
And it's just like
pretty disgusting.
I wonder what goes on in the Today Show producers when they choose a kid that they're going to highlight on the news that's missing or abducted.
I was looking at, he was talking about the Drudge Report. Let's see, headlines today other than World Celebrates New Year. Iran test fires missiles. Great. Senate committee report on Benghazi, false State Department. I'm just looking at some of the things that are in Drudge. I always find, because he's an aggregator, it's like a software program, in a sense. He's like a software guy. Doesn't get the attention that he used to, but he still does a pretty good job of digging things out. But there is nothing now because of the 24-hour news cycle and all these people trying to get the leg up. It's very unusual to see something either at the Huffington Post or at Drudge that you can't see or find somewhere else. And that was not always the case, especially with Drudge. Drudge would come up with some things that you would not find anywhere else. And that was the value of Drudge earlier on. But now, he takes some of the things that, like the Hill magazine and the report that was presented yesterday, and it basically shows the State Department fiddled while Benghazi burned, you know, that kind of stuff. But we all knew that anyway. And then there are those of you who pretty cynically said, Hillary Clinton, she's faking it! I don't think
no.
So. No, there were plenty of people saying that, Richie. You know that.
Come on. Give
so,
it up.
In the new year, 7-Eleven has shifted their focus starting today to what they describe as healthier food options.
Please. Whatever.
These are the folks that brought you the Slurpee, the Big Gulp, and self-serve nachos with chili and cheese.
Right,
that's what you get at 7-Eleven.
I was in a 7-Eleven the other day looking at that pizza that's been on that, and those whatever those sausage things are that are rolling on that thing for about the last 12 hours.
All right, so 7-Eleven says starting today they're going to present you with the opportunity to buy a yogurt parfait. You can get lean turkey on whole wheat bread.
Okay.
Let's see here. They are they're trying to introduce a line of fresh foods for those of you who are calorie conscious. Consumers and their demands for change, the expanding waistline problem, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They say they're going to have 20% of their sales from fresh food brought in from all over America and Canada. Now, isn't that interesting? They're on to the locavore thing as well.
It's the only way they can do it.
Well, but, I mean, that's...
It moves in and out of place so fast.
Right?
Yeah. They cannot bring things from too far away.
Yeah. I told you I went into millions of milkshakes this week in Hollywood, right?
No.
Remember,
how was it?
That was the one... Was it Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian went to Dubai.
Right. And
to promote
did a Middle East fact-finding tour.
Yeah.
While over there promoting millions of milkshakes.
Right.
I found out by going into this store, really a good store.
How so? I have no idea what this place is.
Well, they only have one in America, and it's there.
Really?
I thought they were building them all over the place. I said to the guy, how do you do franchises for this? The way they presented it. And, Richie, in Hollywood, I got a full dish of ice cream with a chopped-up chocolate caramel bar on top of it for $2.75.
Wow.
I mean, I don't even do that in my store on the farm, and my ice cream is better than this, but you know, on the farm you'd expect to pay popular prices. In Hollywood, you don't expect to pay. I was figuring $5 for that thing.
So what's the big deal about this place?
I don't know. The way it's presented.
Just because it's Kim Kardashian.
No, she's not really there. But they have Hollywood celebrities that came in when they opened the place up. And they have video of that when you walk in, of all these celebrities fixing sundaes and milkshakes and all that stuff. But it's just the ambiance that this guy, who is a... I think he's from Bahrain, as a matter of fact. Salim something or other.
Right.
And he kind of understands what the American glitz culture is about. And I would say something. If I could find a way to get one of these on a busy, trafficked place like Newbury Street, Boston, for example.
Just go to their website, millionsofmilkshakes.com/franchise, and click here to download a franchise PDF application.
Yeah. They want $500 million or something probably for it, but
I'm sure.
Yeah.
United States. You can have one, Doug. There you go.
Right. I don't know whether I want that or a Tony Robbins franchise. Which do we want?
You cannot have one in Bahrain and Kuwait. They are sold.
Sold out. Well,
Qatar.
Yeah.
Sold.
How many Qatar, I think it is.
Yeah, and United Arab Emirates. Sold.
So did you watch Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve last night? That's probably the biggest television story. Normally Jennifer's here with a television report, but I don't think there's anything else to report on.
I was waiting for them to wheel Dick out, but it never happened.
No, nope, Dick's not making it anymore. Here's something that will make it. New Year resolution number one, look your best. And the way to do that is to get a hold of those power swabs. This is a product unlike any other tooth whitening product available on the market today. There's this testimonial from Dr. Ross Nash, who's a cosmetic dentist in North Carolina. I found it to be a very effective way to reduce and eliminate sensitivity because normally during the bleaching process that goes on, when you use the normal things to whiten your teeth, it makes your gums really uncomfortable. And that's not the case with power swabs. What is the case is that it's a fast, easy product that with proper use will whiten your teeth in five minutes. Not 5 hours, not 5 days, not 5 weeks, not 5 months, not 5 years, 5 minutes. No whitening strips, no trays. Just call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call today and you get a free month supply of this product. It's normally like a 3 month process. You put some on and then you wait a day or a week, put some more on, and you will see things change dramatically. Swab your teeth. Get rid of those smoking stains, coffee stains, tea stains. Make your teeth look fresh and white. You'll feel better and they'll look better. 800-865-7602. Get a free 1 month supply. Mention Doug Steffen as you apply yourself to fixing yourself up as the new year begins. You're going to present a brand new you. This product, Power Swabs, clinically proven to whiten your smile. Get on board. 800-865-7602.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick,
la, la, la,
apply happy.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program. Tuesdays at this time, we get you connected to a new world, a part of the new world order, in fact. If you're concerned about the economy in this new year, a lot of experts believe that the advent of advertising on mass media brought us out of the Great Depression. So we have this new thing called crowdfunding and a program called Startup America News. Here you're going to learn today, it may not be the government alone that will re-jumpstart the coming new economic year. Here's Mike Hayes.
In today's economy, many entrepreneurs who need money are turning to crowdfunding campaigns to raise it. Successful crowdfunding campaigns need a crowd of backers. So, entrepreneurs who have social media skills can successfully do crowdfunding on their own. Entrepreneurs who do not have social media skills need other forms of promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and you're listening to Startup America News Crowdfunding Success Stories. We are committed to both updates on current forms of reward-based crowdfunding, plus looking forward through the eyes of opinion makers about future crowdfunding. Today I'd like to introduce you to Brad McGee, the co-founder of iCrowd. Brad has extensive experience in small and new business, global business, strategy development, finance, and mergers and acquisitions. He served as president of Tyco Specialty Products, executive vice president, and played an instrumental role in Tyco's growth from $3 billion to over $40 billion as a global company. Also, Brad has experience as the largest U.S. non-bank commercial lender and the largest originator of Small Business Administration loans. So when it comes to both the current state and future of small business startups, Brad McGee is worth listening to.
think of this from any startup perspective. In order for them to raise funds for their particular business, there's two aspects of it that I think you addressed. One is actually raising funds, and then once they've raised the funds, how do they then become successful with, if it's a startup or any company, bringing a product to market? And what happens is, in the fundraising process, there's a whole aspect of that which is very heavy on networking and getting the word out about the fact that you're trying to raise funds for a particular item. And the reason for that is, and part of it deals with sheer numbers. Investors are going to be investing a relatively small amount. Companies need to raise a fairly sizable amount potentially. Therefore, you need a very large audience of potential investors. And the goal for a company is make sure that they can reach enough people with whom their idea resonates. So it's really about getting the word out. So there is an aspect of promotion that's required even with respect to funding a company in the very beginning. So if you have the channels to provide that promotion to people, and enough people out there hear something, and they hear a story that resonates with them or can be personalized for them, then they'd be interested in going and potentially looking at that as an investment. Once the company is funded, though, it's classical marketing, where what generally happens is marketing consists of building awareness, building trial, and then building customer base. In order to build awareness, again, it's about oftentimes the number of people that get your message, that are hearing your marketing message, seeing your marketing message, understanding your product. And again, once the idea of that resonates with them, they may become a trial user. And once they try your product and they like it, they become a loyal customer or can become a customer. So again, it's the classic marketing scenario. And if you can do that at a low cost, that's the best, you know, certainly what you want to do. You want to be able to reach and target an audience that has an interest potentially in what you are offering to them and want to generate that type of awareness. So a low-cost method of generating awareness could be critical to companies, specifically those that need to reach a very broad base of customers. In order for small businesses and entrepreneurs to succeed, we believe they need more than just money. There's three things they need. They need money, they need advice, and they need a network.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.